And welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, and the Monday after a tough loss at Lambeau Field. Mike Mularkey spoke to the media today, as he does each and every Monday. I guess the biggest news out of that today for this coming week, Maurice Jones-Drew and Dwight Lowry are both still out.
Yeah, it looks like Maurice is out for at least this week with the foot injury. Dwight's out with the ankle injury. So you got Chris Pierzynski will start at safety, and Rashad Jennings will start at running back, and you go forward from there. They played well without those guys the other day, and you hope that continues.
Nobody wants to lose, and losing is not a joking matter around here at all.
Right.
But I don't know if you got this feel in the locker room today. It was just a little better feel. I mean, guys seemed a bit more talkative today than they were normally after a loss. Did you see that too?
Well, for the there was a stretch this season where when you went into that locker room, there really wasn't a whole lot to hold on to.
Yeah.
They hadn't played well in very many facets. Now the defense has played well a couple weeks in a row. You've got the quarterback playing better. You've got Cecil Shorts playing better. You've got some things you can maybe build on, and that gives guys a sense of purpose going forward.
And Mike Mularkey would not call it a moral victory.
No.
I don't think there's such a thing in the league, is there? No.
No, and he can't say that, but he did several times after the game and today say a lot of positives to build on from that loss. When you're 1-6, you're looking for things to build on. He's a first-year coach, so you're looking for things to build on going forward. And that's definitely what you got, is you've got some elements that are playing well, some elements that you feel like are not only playing well now, but that can last and can be stable things as you move forward into this season. The record's not great, but now you look to see what you can do.
One of the most positive things from yesterday was the play of Blaine Gabbert. Career highs in yardage, completions, attempts. Just a huge day overall for Blaine. And that's a positive, certainly, if not for this year, then down the line a bit, too.
Well, if your eye is on the big picture of the franchise, Blaine not only playing, but playing well yesterday is a big deal. You wanted him to play because that shoulder. You don't want him to miss the next five or six games and then not have a book on him at the end of the season. Now he's played well. The last six quarters are probably the best he's played for the Jaguars. So you start to piece together some work that you think this might be the guy. He looked like an NFL quarterback the last couple of games. And as much as anything, he read defenses well yesterday. He made plays when things started to break down. All of a sudden you saw him moving around and still making a play. Those are all good things. And because he's so young, you get the sense that he can take those, put them together, and start getting better.
And he overcame, what, nine drops yesterday and still played well?
It was his first 300-yard game, and it could have been 400.
Yeah.
And Mularkey obviously spent a lot of time talking about the drops today. It's been a season-long thing. You got to get past that. But if you're just focused on Blaine, the fact that he had the ball in the right spot was at 35, 36 out of the 49 times he threw, that's huge progress for a guy who at times last year, you know, I don't want to say looked lost, but at times looked lost. So in the last couple of games, he hasn't looked lost. He's looked like he knows what he's doing, and that's a good sign.
Good stuff, Johnny. Thanks.
Thank you, JP.
Hey, guess who's the guest tonight on All Access? It's Blaine Gabbert off of Career Day. That's tonight at 7 on CBS 47 and right here on Jaguars.com. It's an off day Tuesday. We're back on Wednesday with a Lions preview on Inside the Jaguars.